My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital for your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition has become even more important than ever before. And today we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to be on top of the game, be a little bit more aware of complements and alternatives and other choices that we individually have. And we want to be able to have a discussion with our medical practitioners. So we want to be aware, we need to be up to date, and we need to be relevant. The problem we have is there's so much information coming at us today that many of us are now looking at, you know, almost throwing our hands in the air in confusion because there's the information's coming and many of us don't know how to sort out the good information from the misinformation. So every day here on the show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning on the Staying Healthy radio show, we sort out the craziness. We sift through the misinformation. I bring you the best guest in the industry, and my topics are always relevant for today's world. The best, most up-to-date information, because I want all of us to, of course, it's great to know history, where we came from, what things have been used for throughout the years. That's really good, important information. But when it comes down to it, what do most of us want? We want to know what's good today. What can we use in our world today that's going to make a difference in our healthy journey and our overall health and well-being? It is frustrating and can be very perplexing for us knowing which way to go. So I hope that you're able to tune into the show and get the benefit of great information. If you're someone who works this time in the morning, maybe today you're hearing the show for the first time or the 10,000th time, as I've been on the air for almost 40 years now. The interesting thing is, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived on my webpage, as well as Stay Healthy Health Food Store's well page, their Facebook page and their webpage and all that. They've got it. They want to make sure it's available for you too. And I think that's important. And if you want to go to their webpage, it's stayhealthylasvegas.com. Stayhealthylasvegas.com. And when you're there, you can listen to podcasts. You can download coupons to use on your next visit to the store. You can enter your email address for upcoming newsletters, which are really, really doing well. They're wonderful. They're very professional, and there's some great information in there. And of course, you can sift through the webpage for other information. While you're there, you know, in that state of mind, go over to Facebook and give them a thumbs up. Then be alerted and connected to them every single day for their wonderful post that they make on their Facebook page. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Did you know they're Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer? And they're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. So longevity? Yeah, they've got that down to a science. They've been around through all the changes, all the ups, all the downs, all the new, all the old. What's up to date? What's relevant? They're on top of their game every day. They only carry the highest quality products in every category. And if you don't see something there, there's usually a reason behind that. But for your own, you know, comfort and peace of mind, they carry the best. So you're really not going to make a mistake when you're choosing quality products at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Now, the one thing you want to remember is when you go there, bring your questions with you because they have so much information and they are so well educated with great longevity. They're going to be able to help you when you initiate a dialogue. You're going to have that dialogue and you're going to walk out with great information and great peace of mind. there's nothing better than being able to feel comfortable in your conversation and in your knowledge in the most important part and the important sector of your life, which is your good health. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6, closed on Sunday. So great information coming your way. So I hope that you will be able to head over there, chat with them, get to know these wonderful people. And they just added another service. If you email them your order at contactus@stayhealthylasvegas.com, contactus@stayhealthylasvegas.com, your order will be ready when you get there. Just another great thing they're doing for you to make sure that you are being able to get through our crazy days, and we've got so much going on. So just something else that they're making, you know, life a little bit more convenient. Well, today I'm going to be talking about Barlean's, and I'm going to be talking about flax. Flax is quite interesting. You know, it comes in a lot of different ways, and Barlean's has definitely, I say, cornered the market on flax. And because they've been in the industry for 30 years now, they are well known as the oil company. And when you're dealing with flax oil, you're going to learn that there's a lot of great things that flax oil brings to the market. And I think its popularity has never slowed down because of the numerous things that it actually can give us in the benefit area. We know that flax seeds contain over 100 times more of a phytonutrient known as lignans. One of my favorite things to do is to take and utilize the flax oil, the high lignin flax oil from Barlean's. I love it. I use it in many different forms. I put it into yogurt and smoothies and salsas and all that kind of stuff. And to me, it's just a great way to be able to get the benefit of this wonderful, wonderful plant phytonutrient, and then find different ways to utilize it. So we're going to talk about those today. And like I said, I think they've really cornered the market on choices of how to utilize your flaxseed. So if you are seriously thinking about using more omega-3s in your diet, maybe you're using a fish oil already. You may be using the Barlean's fish oil or one of their seriously delicious fish oils. But then you just start thinking to yourself, you know, something Jeff was saying the other day about, you know, incorporating different sources of things to get a better coverage in the body. And that's exactly the way I feel. Do I use fish oils? Yes, I do. Do I also use flaxseed oil? Yes, I do. And although they bring similar things to the table, they also bring different things to the table. And also, if you are a vegan or a vegetarian, obviously flaxseed oil is going to be your clear choice because of the fact that you're not going to go fish. But, you know, the wonderful thing is you don't have to be a vegan or a vegetarian to use flaxseed oil. I'm definitely not. I try as much as I can to eat more vegetarian now that I'm on the road more. It's just something I have just started doing, and I find it to be kind of interesting because there's so many good choices now where there wasn't a lot of good choices before. But many of the cities that I go to, there's tons and tons of vegetarian and vegan restaurants. And I enjoy some of the combinations and the blends. And, you know, they've got some amazing ways of using spices. And a lot of the salads, their dressings are vegetarian as well. And many of them are using flax oil along with vinegar as their oil and vinegar dressings. And you know what? I really enjoy it. I think it'd be nice for everybody to kind of eat a vegetarian one day a week, you know, where you just kind of let your digestive system kind of settle down a little bit, maybe get away from some of the heavily digestible foods like meats and heavy proteins, and maybe one day a week, give the body a little bit of a rest and realize that you might be able to feel really good that day. And I think that it really does make a difference. But nonetheless, I digress. Flax oil is something that people should think about bringing into their everyday diet. Obviously, flax oil comes from the seeds of the flax plant. And for the longest time, I used to grind my flax seeds. I would buy them and then grind them, which I found to be quite annoying. And it was just too much work. Have you ever seen those seeds? They're hard. And they have to actually have the hull on the outside broken for you to be able to get the benefit of the meal that's inside, like the fiber. So if you want to use flax seeds ground up, like say in your smoothie or over your salads or in your cereal or in your oatmeal, your yogurt or anything like that, you can't just use the seeds. They have to be broke and they have to be ground. One thing that Barlean's makes that I think is just amazing, and I always have it in stock, At my house is their Fortiflax, and which is pre-ground. Oh, it's fantastic. All you have to do is just open the jar, scoop it out, and put it over and in whatever you want to add it to. Now, I don't add it to food that I'm getting ready to cook, unless I'm really not as concerned about the omega-3s and I'm just looking at it like the fiber. Like I've added ground flaxseed to like a cookie mixture in the holidays, or I've added it to muffins. I mix it up in the stuff that I make inside stuffed mushrooms. I'll put it in there for the fiber content because otherwise there's very little fiber. But if I add it to like scrambled eggs after they're made, it's great. If I add it to a stir fry after the stir fry is cooked, wonderful. Soups, great. And anything else that's like already cooked, you can add it to like mashed potatoes and sweet potatoes and things like that. You can add it in and really add a layer of really good quality fiber to your routine, as well as some omega-3 fatty acids. But personally, you know, I like I said, I did that grinding for years, and I'm done with it. I don't want to do that anymore. And once I saw this wonderfully ground, delicious, nutty meal called Fortiflax, I don't ever think I touched a coffee grinder again and ground up my seeds. So that is one way of using your flaxseed oil from Barleen's, is in the Fortiflax form. Now, flax oil itself is very, very nutritious oil. It's loaded with omega-3 fatty acids. It also is another good source of lubricating oils for the body. I think that it has kind of a, almost like a nut flavor, and it really, really, you know, kind of is really sweet on the palate. It's got a really nice flavor. I love putting in a bowl flax oil with balsamic vinegar and whisking it together, and then adding in some Himalaya sea salt and some fresh ground pepper, and sometimes I'll put some Dijon mustard in there and I'll whisk it together. It is an incredible salad dressing. It's also fantastic over vegetables. And it's amazing. Sometimes I will marinate like cucumber slices and cauliflower and broccoli in that mixture and just put it in the refrigerator and let it marinate all day. And I'll tell you what, it is really, really good. And it's really good over a baked potato. You know, it's a better alternative than sour cream and things that have a lot of calories in it, because this is good, good, good source calories. So definitely you can keep it in mind. I have people that mix the same thing and they may add a little touch of honey to it. And then they may use that. They may brush their chicken or their fish with it after it's cooked, or they might toss their vegetables in it just for a little bit of an extra flavor, or drizzle it over their stir fry. There's wonderful ways of working this into the everyday diet. I have a friend that what she does is she likes to make popcorn, and I'm a big popcorn person, always have been. But she makes hers in one of those air poppers. I actually found my air popper underneath my cabinet and dusted it off. And I love it because it uses no oil. It's wonderful. If you have one, it's the best way to make popcorn. But then you make the popcorn and you put it in a paper bag. Now, what she does is she mixes, she actually uses the coconut oil from Barleen's. So she'll put some of that in a bowl. She'll add her flax oil to it, a little bit of Himalaya sea salt, and mixes it all together. And then she pours that inside the bag. And then she'll use a spice like spike. You can get at Stay Healthy as well. And then she shakes it all up. And then she puts it in a bowl. And she said everybody loves it. She said, now I know that they're getting omega-3, they're getting wonderful coconut oil in there as well. All they know is that they love the taste of the popcorn. So I've done that many times over the years. I've even added brewer's yeast to that and shook it up in there as well. But flax oil is a very, very versatile oil. And you don't want to cook with it, but you can add it to foods that are already cooked. Wonderful anti-inflammatory properties, wonderful lubricating properties that are really, truly, they make a difference for your overall health. You know, I have a lot of people that are trying to bring more oil into their diet, and because of skin problems and other things that they're going through, a lot of us have graduated and kind of moved over to more of a anti-inflammatory diet, like the Mediterranean diet. Well, when you go to the Mediterranean diet, and I've said this many, many times, the Mediterranean diet is not just about what you are eating. It's also hugely related to the things that you no longer are consuming. And I was explaining this to a group of people 2 weeks ago. And I was saying, you know, when you imagine the Mediterranean diet and the standard American diet, imagine a big table in your dining room with a bunch of chairs. And the standard American diet, you know, you have all these things that are these categories that are invited to the dinner. Like you've got deep fried foods on one chair, and you've got fast food in another chair, and you've got pre-made microwavable foods, just add butter and milk on that chair. And then you've got sugar-based caffeine and drinks and juices at this one. And then you've got canned vegetables at another one. And then you've got different kinds of processed foods at this one. And before you know it, you've got a whole table full of different categories that were invited to the meal. And then you take a look at it and you think to yourself, what are they bringing to me as far as my health? And in many instances, very little. What they are doing in many cases is they're controlling our appetite, you know, almost addicting us to those unhealthy foods and adding weight to our waistline, raising our cholesterol and raising our blood sugar, and really not really supporting our body or making us healthy. Now, if you kick them all to the curb and you clear out the table, you clear off the table and you get everything ready, and then you have a new invite list for the Mediterranean diet. You've got green vegetables in one chair. You've got fruits in another chair. You've got berries in another chair. Nuts and seeds at another one. You've got fish and seafood in another one. You've got chicken. You've got turkey. You've got lamb, if you so choose. And then you've got healthy oils like flaxseed oil and olive oil and coconut oil and all that good stuff. And you look around the table and you see proteins and healthy carbs and vegetables and fruits and healthy grains and nuts and seeds and healthy oils. And you think to yourself, now this is a group I want to hang out with. And that is a healthy way of living. And it is a wonderful anti-inflammatory diet, because the previous seating at that table was full of inflammatory foods, foods that increase and intensify inflammation in the body. And let's face it, the higher the inflammation in our body, the more you're going to have an accelerated rate of every health problem that you're dealing with, because everything gets worse when inflammation raises. And as the levels rise and rise, your health problems get worse. So when you start using anti-inflammatory foods, those natural levels start to go down, and you bring in healthy oils that reduce even more. And let's say you start, you're using a fish oil as well. That's another way of bringing down inflammation. And you start exercising and you start drinking more water and not drinking the carbonated, you know, sugar-based beverages, and you start being more active. All of these things together reduce inflammation. As inflammation comes down, the body doesn't have to be spending all of its time putting out inflammatory fires. The body is now able to focus on lubrication and hydrating and repairing and rejuvenating and fixing and putting things back into a healthier order, because now it has the time and the energy, because it's not dealing with a bunch of inflammatory fires. So when you think flax oil, it is a major part of an anti-inflammatory diet. And even if you are using fish oil, flax oil has an important place in our diet, on our table, in our bodies. So I think a lot of people may have started using fish oil, and that's wonderful. I'm so happy that you are. But I think that sometimes we left flax oil left behind, you know, like the ugly stepsister for some reason. And it should be out there on an equal level, because it's bringing so much good benefit to the body, and you can use it in so many different ways. Another great thing about using flax oil is it's a lubricant. You are lubricating your body. I have many people that have brought in flax oil because they wanted the omega-3s. They wanted to help their skin. They wanted to lubricate their body. But they also found that they also got a lubricant in their intestinal tract, and they got natural constipation relief. Now, when you do that and then you incorporate in the ground flax, which is the ground flax seeds, into your smoothie and your yogurt, and you start adding omega-3 rich fiber to your diet along with the oil, oh my goodness, it's just a dramatic difference. I have a friend I talked to last night. She said, what are you doing the show on tomorrow? And I told her flax oil. And she said, pass this on. This is a woman who had 15 years of constipation problems. everything you can think of, 5 or 6 colonoscopies, had impacted colon surgery once, chronic constipation, hemorrhoids due to, even though she drank a lot of water, she wasn't eating enough fiber and she never did it long enough, which I understand is just was part of her makeup. But now she's eating a Mediterranean diet. But what she said to pass on is every morning she takes a half a cup of plain yogurt. She puts in about 1/3 of a cup of berries. She also uses the Seriously Delicious flax oil that I'm going to talk about in a little while, a tablespoon. She also adds 2 tablespoons of the ground flax, and she adds her flax oil to it and mixes it all together. She has that twice a day, once in the morning to start her day and once in the late afternoon to break up lunch, because she eats a really early lunch and then she has a later dinner because of her schedule. So she has it about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Since she has been doing that, she has at least 2 bowel movements a day. She also became a water drinker, which is really important. But this has dramatically changed her life. And eating the fruits and the vegetables has made a difference. So she's doing, and she's hitting on all the important points that she needs to hit on. But she tells friends about this all the time who have constipation problems, you know, who are using laxatives just to get through the day. So it is something that you can definitely keep in mind. But it is very important to be able to keep your bowels and the intestinal tract lubricated, very, very effective. Now, a lot of people will say, you know, I'm dealing with skin problems and, you know, I'm working with my dermatologist, which of course is important. And they finally hit a point where the dermatologist in many cases will say, we can't do any more steroids. You know, you're using topical steroid creams, you're using internal prednisone and steroids, and we get it cleared up. But then when we start taking it, it always comes back with a vengeance. And I think what happens is the reason that it comes back is because sometimes we rely so much on our dermatological procedures and our dermatologist, and we're doing what we need to do because we're desperate, frustrated, sometimes in pain. And it just gets so tiring to have unhealthy skin. But I think we go through the protocol. But somewhere along the line, the diet is rarely talked about. If you're using steroids and you're using medications and topical balms and things through the dermatologist that are steroid-based, and you clear up your flare-ups, I mean, that's great. But when you stop taking it, if you're putting the same kind of unhealthy fuel into your body and all the inflammatory foods, you're going to have another flare-up. It's just the way it is. It's not going to stay clear. And then sooner or later, you're going to have to stop taking the steroids because of your kidneys and your liver and other blood levels that may, you know, keep you from using it on a ongoing basis. And that doesn't help because that vengeance, I mean, it comes back and it's ugly. Every time it comes back, it may come out in different areas. So what I usually recommend is that talk to your diet about your doctor, about your diet, excuse me, and let him know that you're going to try using, you know, nutrition as well. And most of the dermatologists that I know will suggest eat a healthier diet. You know, they'll be the first to agree with you. They may not know exactly which way to go, but most of them have heard of a Mediterranean diet. Most of them know that it's an anti-inflammatory diet. And if you're eating good protein and healthy carbs and vegetables and fruits and healthy oils and nuts and seeds, how can you say anything but good things and give you a thumbs up to eat that way, especially when you're getting rid of junk food, fast food, microwavable, deep fried foods, and all the garbage that's out there that's not doing anything but inflaming your body into another breakout. So the thing is, although you may be utilizing the medicine that's available to clear up a healthy or unhealthy skin problem to get it healthy, you got to do your homework. You got to stop eating the foods that may be adding to the problem. And you may need to put yourself into, you know, a different mindset. You know, I'm fueling my body differently now. I'm adding healthy oils to lubricate my body from the inside. I'm adding good fibers to clean out my garbage out of my intestinal tract so that all those poisons and things don't seep back into my bloodstream. And then my body just pushes all that garbage out as well through my skin. You know, I don't need any more things aggravating my skin condition. And I think that when people have a skin problem, the first oil I recommend is flaxseed oil. You know, and getting it into your diet, you know, a couple, 2-3 tablespoons a day, you know, even 1 tablespoon a day can make a dramatic difference in your health and well-being and the health of your skin. You know, and as you progressively add more to your diet, You know, I think if you're dealing with your skin, one thing we have to remember is when we are not eliminating waste out of our body and we are not removing the garbage that's left from the diet that we're consuming, no matter what's in the diet, good or bad, if we are not moving our bowels like we should, that means that it becomes like a city dump, like a cesspool of waste and garbage and toxins, and we want it out of our body. We want to eat, digest, get the benefit, and move it out. Get the fuel, rebuild healthy cells, get out the waste. But if it's laying around for long periods of time, that's not going to help the matter. That's going to make it worse. That can actually absorb back into your system after a while. So we want to get rid of it. So when you're adding your flax oil, pick up some Fortiflax as well and start sprinkling that on your food. I have people that use it all day long. They sprinkle it on their in their yogurt, in their smoothie, over their salads. They add it to soup. I have people that add it to coleslaw, applesauce, oatmeal, so many different things. I have a friend of mine, and she brings a dip, like a pico de gallo dip, with about a small little bag of healthy baked chips, not deep fried, and she has it as her snack every day, and she puts her pico de gallo that she makes herself into a bowl, and then she adds 2 tablespoons of Fortiflax to it and mixes it all together, and she throws in a tablespoon of the Barlean's chia seeds also. I said, what are you doing? She goes, I'm fibering it up. So she does it there, and her smoothie, and her yogurt, and soups. And her skin has got amazing. Her bowels are totally in order now, working really, really well. And she's not overly munching during the day. She said it's keeping her full. And that's a really good thing. Because if you can find a way to keep you full and you're not munching all day long or grazing, it's a lot healthier. Because sometimes we don't realize that our snacks can sometimes have as many calories as our meal. And, you know, when you're hungry, you're not thinking calories. When you're hungry, you're thinking food. And if we can cut back on some of the hunger pangs, that can make a dramatic difference. So we start thinking about these the wonderful uses of flaxseed oil. And I think one of the good things about it is the differences between flax oil and fish oil. We know that there's anti-inflammatories in fish oil. There's also anti-inflammatory benefits in flaxseed oil. Fish oil has the EPA and DHA. Fish oil, the flax oil has the ALA, which actually converts into EPA and eventually DHA through the ALA. So it actually converts into EPA and DHA. Both of them are great for lubricating the system, lubricating the intestinal tract. They're both wonderful. I think if I was going to be taking a oil that I wanted also for my brain activity, I would look more to my fish oil. If I was looking more for my body lubrication, I'd probably be looking at my flax oil. That's why I do them both, because I don't want to have to choose. You know, I don't want to have to make a decision on it. I'd rather utilize it, you know, for as many benefits as I can. We have been eating flax for a long time. If you look at some of the data out there, you'll see that some cultures have been using flax for literally thousands of years. Today, if you go to parts of the world where Ayurveda is very, very popular, it is recommended to use flax oil for balancing the body, for the skin, for the digestive system, for the joints, and for inflammation. I know that when I'm really consistent with my flaxseed oil, my skin reflects it. You know, and this is an interesting conversation I had with someone the other day, and we were talking about cosmetics. And she said, I know I use the best cosmetics and I have to use the best creams and lotions and oils on my face all the time. And I usually will use them morning and night and my skin is always good. But the next morning when I get up, my skin looks dry and unhealthy again. And I said, let me ask you a question. You understand how the skin works. And she says, well, what do you mean? And I said, way down deep in your body, your skin starts to manufacture itself. And then it progressively gets in line, kind of like a traffic jam. And it gets in line, and then it just keeps edging up little by little. The outward layer is the star. It finally becomes the most important part, the outward layer of your skin, the shining star. The thing you see standing naked in the mirror in the morning, that skin has worked its way up through the ranks, and now it is the star. It's what you see when you look in a mirror. It's what you see when you look down. It's the outward layer. Now, During the day when you have your clothes on, dead skin cells, they slough away. When you're sleeping at night, you lose dead skin cells in your clothing, in your shower, when you're using a loofah or a washcloth. You know, we are always losing skin cells. But underneath those skin cells is the next one ready to move out and be the outward layer. So if your genetic blueprinting in your skin is the same all the time because of an unhealthy diet, because of the unhealthy things that you're eating every single day, and your lack of digestion, and maybe your lack of water, lack of oils, you know, those kind of things, but your skin keeps duplicating the same way, what that means is if your skin is dry and unhealthy and wrinkling and dehydrated, everyone that comes out and becomes that outward layer is going to be exactly the same. So you are lubricating and hydrating and putting on the creams and the lotions, and it looks really good for a little while, but then reality pops in, and then, you know, you may lose some dead skin cells. The next morning, it's all dry again. So what that should tell you is that using what you're using externally, all these good, healthy, wonderful oils and lotions and cosmetics, that's wonderful. But what are you doing on the inside to change the actual structure of the skin layers as they're working their way outward? She says, well, what do you mean? And I said, okay, if your skin is dry all the time, how much water are you drinking? And she said, you know, a couple glasses a day. I said, let's go to a half a gallon a day, 8 glasses. And she said, oh my goodness. I said, you want to change your skin? She said, yes. I said, okay. I said, let's start using flax oil every day. She says, why flax oil? I said, because that will moisten and lubricate and make your skin so much healthier down deep as it works its way out. The outward layer is already going to be healthy. So when you get up in the morning, your skin is already going to look better before you even put on those protective cosmetics, oils, and lotions. And she said, okay, I'm with you. And I said, let's start eating a diet that actually reduces inflammation rather than increases inflammation. When your inflammatory levels are high, your skin conditions become intensified. So if they're bad, they can become worse. If they're dry, they can become drier. If they're breaking out, they'll break out more. If they're cracking and bleeding, they're going to crack and bleed more. Everything in your body is intensified by high levels of inflammation, and inflammation is intensified by diets that are inflammatory. She said, okay, so what do I eat? So by the end of the conversation, she was going to do this for a month, an anti-inflammatory diet, 2-3 tablespoons of flax oil every day in her yogurt and her smoothies, which she was now going to have one every day, you know, 64 ounces or more of water every day, and then continue with her external conditioning of her skin that she uses with cosmetics and oils and lotions and things like that. Now, I know and I will bet that not only by the end of the month will her skin be so dramatically different, but she's also going to notice differences in many different areas. See, the things we do or don't do every day are really more noticeable when we actually take a look at the big picture. And then we have to ask ourselves the question, oh my goodness, am I the one that's causing the skin to be so unhealthy? Well, we're partly to blame. Some of it can be genetics. Some of it can be stressful conditions. Some of it can be from the environment. But for the most part, if you are not nourishing your skin from the inside, the outward layer is not going to be reflective. Have you ever seen those commercials on TV where they have two plants and they have one that they just give some water to? And the other one, they fertilize and they give it water and it gets more sunshine. And they show the plants like 2 months in, and the one that was nurtured is 2 or 3 times as big and lush and green and vibrant, and it's got fruit on it already. And the other one is just kind of hanging out. It's got like one tomato, you know, and it's just kind of, you know, it's kind of straining to get through the day. This is the way we are. We are straining to get through the day because we don't eat a diet high in omega-3s. We don't eat an anti-inflammatory diet. We don't get the oils that we need to lubricate our system from the inside. We don't hydrate our body as much as we should. And you know what? We're paying the price at our own hand. Now, I don't know. I don't like to blame it on being lazy. So I'd rather blame it on being on the naiveness of not knowing what to do and maybe never asking questions. Because I think that we are all in a state of overwhelm and we have a lot on our plate. And I think we have a lot of things going on every day. But once you start bringing in beautiful flax oil into your diet, you're going to see a dramatic difference. And you're going to start seeing it even more when you bring in an anti-inflammatory diet. I mean, you got to eat anyway. How about eating really healthy for a month and just try out an anti-inflammatory diet? You don't think that there's going to be great taste and delicious food to eat? You'd be so wrong. Because the fruits and the vegetables and the healthy protein and grains and carbs, good carbs and good oils and plenty of water, chocolate, dark chocolate is even part of that diet. And like I said, there's just good food. Your palate is going to fight you. Don't get me wrong. Our palates are annoying. Our palates are going to drive you crazy. But you know what else is going to happen? In a short period of time, you got to push back a little bit. Your body is going to start to say, I get this. I've got more energy. My skin feels better. My oils in my joints feel better. I'm sleeping better at night. I dropped some weight off my waist. I feel good. I feel different. I feel healthy. You know, and I think that's very, very important to realize the benefit of an anti-inflammatory diet. You know, and incorporating this in. Now, Barlean's makes a flax oil in capsules, which are great for people that don't want the oil. The high lignin oil is fantastic. I absolutely love it. I think that it makes a dramatic difference. We talked lightly about the Seriously Delicious. Their Seriously Delicious is a way that their technique and their formulating procedure for taking flax oil and fish oil as well and making it so delicious and creamy and emulsifying it, and it's so delicious that you take it right off the spoon. Now, most of us are not going to, me too included, take a tablespoon of flax oil off the spoon. I can't do it. I've done it. I'd rather mix it in something on anything. I mean, I'd rather make a bagel, toast a bagel, and then while it's sitting there, drizzle my flax oil over the bagel, let it sink in, and then put some cream cheese on and eat it that way. I mean, that's fine, but just oil in my mouth, not so much. But when you look at the Seriously Delicious Omega-3 Flax, they have it in a strawberry banana smoothie. Now, not only is this absolutely delicious, but it's three times better absorption because of the emulsification by breaking down those little molecules. This gives you three times more absorbability than just using regular flax. And if this is what you need to utilize this, then do it. You'll take it right off the spoon. You'll mix it with peanut butter and make a peanut butter and smoothie sandwich. I got to tell you, it is so good. I have parents that put this on toast and their kids think it's jelly. It's just so delicious. But I mean, I'll take it right off the spoon. This morning I knew I was doing this. It's in my refrigerator. So I took 2 tablespoons of it and I just sat there standing in the kitchen licking the spoon going, yep, still fantastic, still delicious, and no fishy taste, no fish burps, of course, because there's no fish in here, and no aftertaste from flax, no aftertaste from synthetic preservatives, no artificial flavors, colors, sweeteners, no added sugar, naturally sweetened, and I enjoyed it right off the spoon. How cool is that? How delicious is this? And also, non-GMO, gluten-free, vegan, and kosher. So, you know, this is another way of getting flax into your diet to use the Seriously Delicious. The Fortiflax, that's the ground form of the flax. Amazing. And of course, the high lignin flax oil and of course, the capsules. These are all great ways of getting the benefit of flax into your diet. And can you use more than one? I do. You know, I overload my omega-3s and my fibers because, you know, I think that it's important. I think it's important to be able to get these oils into our system because we're so starved. We're so deficient. And all we got to do is just look at the amount of people with dry skin conditions and dry joint problems and, you know, and bad elimination and hard stools, straining to eliminate fiber and oils and water. Amazing. Now, I have told this story a million times, but I want to vividly help you understand the benefit of the Mediterranean diet and incorporating in flax oil to this diet. I have a very good friend. She's a twin. And many years ago, her and her sister shopped at my stores. They were both very seriously overweight, 60, 70 pounds. Both were smokers. And the one had a chance to go live in Greece. Now, of course, anybody gets a chance to go live in Greece for a year in a villa in Mykonos at no charge, just to house sit. I mean, I think who wouldn't jump at that? So she jumped. She's an artist. So she figured she would stand out there and paint and sculpt and take care of the house and get to know it. Well, she had a vivid kind of awakening when she got there, when she found that it was in an area where she had to walk about a half a mile to get into the town area where she would buy food. There were no fast food restaurants, no junk food restaurants. They were very much out on the edge, but she was in this little villa very close to the water. It was very nice. So the first day, she decided after it took her forever to walk to town and she was breathing so heavily, she stopped smoking. She threw them away. She said, I can't do this. So she started meeting some of the women in the village and started talking with them. And she was having a hard time picking her food. They started helping her. And they said they would love to come over and teach her how to cook, you know, Greek style. So she started learning how to like and enjoy fish. She actually went fishing on a fishing boat a couple times. She started eating tons of vegetables and fruits. And it became a routine where she would actually do that walk every day. So talk about fresh food. She'd be going down getting fresh vegetables, fresh food, fresh eggs, everything. So in a matter of a month, she realized that she dropped about 15 pounds without even trying. So she was outside, the sun on her skin. She was wearing short sleeve blouses that she never did because she always covered up. She was drinking water, making lovely sun tea, sculpting. And before you know it, she was giving classes at her home on introductory painting and sculpting. So at the end of the year, she came back and her sister told me she was picking her up at the airport. Now, she's been eating this Mediterranean diet the entire time, incorporating in wonderful oils. Flax oil was something that she picked up down there. They told her how good it was for her skin. So she had skin problems. She started taking a couple tablespoons a day, learned about fiber, grinding the seed. She was doing that herself, mixing it in her salads and her mixtures, and loved it. So her sister brings her into the store. Now, the sister has continued to smoke, continued to eat the same way, looked exactly the same. Her sister came in, gave me a hug. She had dropped like 70 pounds, 80 pounds. She looked fantastic. She was tan. She was healthy. Her hair was lustrous and long. Her nails had grown beautifully. They did not even look like they were related. And I could barely tell them apart before she left. Now, her sister was like, can you believe this? And I said, oh, my goodness. And I looked, I said, what do you think? She goes, I love it. She goes, I had such a great time there. I'm going to have a hard time adjusting. So they went on about their day. And I mean, I kept thinking about her. And her sister came in about a month later. And I said, where's your other half? And she goes, she went back. I said, what do you mean? She said she couldn't do it. She couldn't live here. She said she hated the food. She didn't like the traffic. She didn't like the pollution in the air. And she went back. And she got herself a little place, a little rental, and she's teaching classes in art and sculpture, and she's there. She's been there ever since. I get a card from her every Christmas. Now, that was a prime example how eating an anti-inflammatory diet can change your life in many ways. Her skin was better. Her breathing was good. She had a full physical when she came back. Her sugar was normal. Her blood pressure was normal. Everything was amazing. Her skin looks amazing. She looked 15 years younger than her twin sister. She was walking every single day. And it was just part of the routine. She quit smoking on the first day, drinking tons of water, loves the culture. And you know what? She found a way to be healthy and change her life because her life was not good here. She'll be the first to tell you that she was unhappy. You know, she wasn't dating. She was unhappy in her skin. She didn't know how to change. And because the two of them lived together, they were just feeding off each other. And the negativity was not strong there. There was no support system. Neither of them were strong enough to do it together or on their own. But when she was pushed to the limit, she did it. Will she ever look back and say she ever made a bad mistake? She said no. She is amazing. So I am a huge, huge advocate of the Mediterranean diet. I'm a bigger advocate of bringing in ground flax and flaxseed oil into your routine every single day because I think it's a missing link. And Barlean's was so far ahead of the crowd. 30 years they've been known as the oil company. And they've been known at it because of the fact that they do it so well. Their relationships are so strong with the flax growers that they get the best flax you can possibly get. And I mean, I have seen the laboratories. I have seen the factory. I have seen the cleanliness and the amazing time and energy that is put into their factory, into their laboratories. And it's really something to see. You know, it's quite amazing to see the process. It's even more amazing to see how the seeds come in and then go down to the end of the line and see how they come out. and their testing for purity is really, really good. So if you are thinking about adding fiber, pick up some Fortiflax from Barleans and start sprinkling it on everything. And if you're maybe you're using fish oil already, you may be using Barleans fish oil or their seriously delicious fish oil, which is that creamy texture that is there. You take right off the spoon. It's so delicious. And that has no fish burps at all. It's so emulsified and broken down to this beautifully digestible form. And you're thinking to yourself, I wonder if I should bring in some flax oil. Yeah, you should. I think your body, your skin, your joints, I think everything, you will appreciate it. I think you'll feel unbelievably great. And I think that you will notice a dramatic difference. You know, as we get older, we notice that Mother Nature, well, she doesn't play around. If we weren't nice to her along the way and really doing some of the things that she was offering us and making available to us, you know, as you get older, the wrath of Mother Nature really does come down hard on us. And, you know, in the winter months, and this is going to happen in a couple weeks, out here in Las Vegas, we're going to be in the 80s before you know it, and people are going to be taking off their winter clothes, and they're going to be getting a good look at their body, and they're going to be like, oh my goodness, how did I get so wrinkled? Where did all these wrinkles come from? Well, you just went through another winter where you drank no water, and chances are you weren't lubricating your skin from the inside with your oils. You probably weren't doing any of those things to support your body from the inside, so now your body is drying up, it's dehydrated, it's like starving for oils and water. This is a great time to start getting these oils into your system because your body wants them, and your body will utilize them in the most unique way. It will allow you and afford you an incredible way of being able to get the benefit of having great quality oils in your system. And the Barleans High Lignin Flax Oil, it's incredible. It's got such a nutty, yummy taste to it. And if you need to mix it in your smoothie, so be it. If you need to mix it in your creamy dips and your salsas and, you know, your applesauce or oatmeal, or put it over your stir fry or throw it over your vegetables, it's a great idea. Somebody just chimed in and she says, I mix flax oil with honey and a little bit of Himalaya sea salt, and it's sweet with the oil. And then I brush my fish and my salmon after it's cooked. And she says, even if I have a piece of good quality red meat, she said, I brush it over that as well. She said, I also have tossed my green beans in flax oil and honey. She said, it's really good. She goes, I have a little sweet tooth, as you can tell. She says, but I also take the Fortiflax, and when I make a stir fry, I throw 2-3 tablespoons and just mix it in. And I think that that really, really, really makes a difference. So, yay. Get creative. Have some fun with it. You know, when I make stuffed mushrooms at the holidays, and I always talk about this around the holidays, I love to, and I haven't been doing it for a long time because I haven't been really doing the holidays, but I want to do it this year, and I want to make my stuffed mushrooms, and I love to make my mixture. You chop out the stems, and you chop them up, and then you mix them, you know, you make a stuffing, and you fill it with onions and, you know, green peppers and all that. You make this mixture, and you can actually add ground turkey in there, which is very, very good. But I throw in 2-4 tablespoons of Fortiflax and mix it in. It makes it really, really moist. And I'll throw chia seeds in there too. And then I fill the mushrooms, brush them with a little olive oil, and put them in, and I bake them. But when I take them out, I'm known to take flax oil and put a little drizzle over each one and let them soak in. Now, does anybody know there's flax oil in there? No. Does anybody know that I put omega-3 fiber in there and flax and Fortiflax? No. Do I care? No, because they're going to enjoy and really love the taste and the flavor. I'm just amping them up to the next level. And if you've been making smoothies every single day and you haven't been putting oils in, you're missing. Remember, think of your smoothie as the kitchen sink. Put all the great stuff you can think of in your smoothie so you don't have to worry about using it during the day. You've already drank it. You've already consumed it. That's why when I make a smoothie, I throw my oils in there. I throw all my fibers in there. I throw my greens in there. I throw everything in there so that, number one, I don't have to think about using them during the day. And number two, it's a great place to kind of, you know, chock full everything, kitchen sink in your smoothie. Because you will notice a dramatic difference. So definitely keep that in mind. The other thing I want you to think about is think about exactly what you can do to get oil into your diet and create some new ideas, and send those to me so that I can share them on the air. Because I love being able to talk about them. Here's, oh, this is good. This is a mom. She says, I mix the flax oil with honey in the morning, and I mix it together, and then I put it on toast, and my kids eat it in the morning. They just think they're getting honey. She said, I guess I'll probably tell them when they're an adult that they've been eating flax oil. She goes, but right now I'm just telling them that they think it's honey, so I'm going with that. That's really clever. I have a parent that I know that puts peanut butter and jelly and drizzles flax oil inside their sandwiches. The kids love it. They can't really taste it, you know? And yogurt, like I said, is another great way. So go to Stay Healthy. Talk about Barleen's. Ask questions about all the products they have that have flax oil and flax in them. The ground flax, the wonderful strawberry banana, seriously delicious. Flax oil emulsified deliciousness. The high lignin flax oil, the flax capsules. Barleen's are the flax oil. They're the flax oil, fish oil, oil company. So they're doing it right, have been doing it right for a very long time. And you know what? You're going to be really glad that you chose a quality, good, nutty-tasting flax oil that's fresh, put in dark bottles to keep it fresh, and delivered fresh. I mean, all that is amazing. Do I recommend refrigerating it? Yes, I do. Do I recommend not using it to saute or cook? Yes, I do. I like adding it to foods that are not cooked and adding it to foods that are already cooked. And that's the safest way to go. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, where you can check out the entire line of Barleen's products every day. They have wonderful greens. They have CBD products. They have fish oils. They have flaxseed oil. They've got olive leaf. They've got fibers. They've got platinum line products. They've got so many different things, so many branches off that original Barleen's tree of quality lines of products, and they're all available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They are in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. Did you know you can actually email your orders into Stay Healthy? How you do that? Well, you send them an email to contact us at stayhealthylasvegas.com, contact us at stayhealthylasvegas.com, and put your order on the email. It'll be ready when you get there. Just another nice thing that they're doing. The other thing is just being themselves. Knowledgeable, informed, passionate, and incredibly up-to-date in the health and nutrition field. That's what you'll get. That's what you'll experience with the folks at Stay Healthy every single time you go to the store. The best products in every department, the most knowledgeable staff, and the best experience that you will ever have moving forward in a health food store is at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They are the gem in the desert, and they are a foundational part of the history of Las Vegas over the past four decades because they know what they're doing, and they're up to date, and they take away the confusion and the craziness of our everyday lives, and they give you information, and then you could take all that information, study it, put it together, make a decision, and then share it with your medical practitioner and say, look, I've been doing a lot of research. What do you think about this with my situation? You know, and have that dialogue and feel comfortable with the dialogue. You know, if we don't do our homework and we don't study and then we're at our doctor's office, we don't feel comfortable having the conversation. But when you've done your homework and you've got evidence and scientific studies and information, you want to share that because who's the person that's going to be either benefit or not get benefits from your doctor's visit and your medication or alternatives? It's you. So you need to make those choices. You need to have that discussion. You need to do your homework. And you know what? At Stay Healthy, they're going to help you do it. 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember, contact us at stayhealthylasvegas.com. Email your order. It'll be ready when you get there. And don't forget about their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, where you can print a coupon. You can also enter your email address for future newsletters and do some research there. And you can listen to my podcast on their webpage as well, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And don't forget, when you're dedaddling around Facebook, pull them up and give them a thumbs up. You do want to stay connected to the store because it's all about you and your good health, and be connected to the most knowledgeable people in the business. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Have a great day. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.